Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome back, everything. I can actually, it's good to be back.
Hey, that is amazing.
Glad to have you. I was about to do sign language. I wasn't sure or not. Well, you know, I want to go right into the time that we have to talk about the word vanity. And because I look at people and in how their labors and their work, and think about the Michelangelo and his carvings of all these statues, and how much effort and energy that he put into this work. I mean, the intensity. Obviously, God gave him this talent, and he was able to take this talent and make marvelous works of art that are admired even today. I mean, you can look at it and just people still want to go see his work and all that. And then you think about, you know, musicians. I mean, there's some, you know, outside of lyrics, I mean, you hear some sounds, and it's amazing how they took so much time. And I'm thinking how that overlays and how that comes together, and that beat that just kind of carries throughout, and that loop. And you're just thinking, what a beautiful work of art. How beautiful is that piece of music that they put together? And then you see some dances, you know, there's some dances that are not these other kind of dances that you see today, but it's just this dance. It's just like, you're just overtaken by how powerful that dance is and what it just brought to the moment. And I mean, some is so, it's so beautiful, literally brings a tear to your thing. And that was just so powerful of a dance. And then you see architecture, you know, you see buildings, you know, the right buildings that are still today, but you also see these huge towers. You see the Freedom Towers that's there. You go, you see just houses that are built with such great architecture, and you just look at it, and some of them, it'll take a lifetime just to begin to admire it, because you're just looking at all the idiosyncrasies and the parts of why they did it this way and why they did it that way. And it's just, and it's legitimate, beautiful art and music and just amazing things that are taking place. And then, you know, you listen to people, and some people say, you know, I want to make my mark. And they hire one of these people and say, I want you to build me. I want you to use your gift, your architectural gift. And I want you to build me, I want you to design me a building that's so unique that it just looks like blank towers, you know, whatever you want to put on it, just some big thing that has their name on it. Somebody else says, you know, I want to own, I want to make so much money that I own the best artistic expression that there is. You know, I want to have the best dance theater. I want to have the best musicians, or I want to have, you know, and they're wanting to own that gift, what they're wanting to do. But that's how powerful these gifts are. But you think about it, at the end of the day, despite how beautiful Van Gogh's work is, and despite how beautiful supposedly the Mona Lisa is, that you know, I'm just thinking, you know, and people sit and go, oh, you know, I'll buy it for $20 million, you know, and you just go, wow, I could have painted that. But it's just, the whole thing is, and it's like, but at the end of this thing, at the end of your life, at the end of that artist's life, that you just danced to their music, you just sang their songs, and you never thought about their soul. You know, you just admired their paintings, but you never thought about the painter. You just admired all those parts and what they actually did, but you didn't admire them and think about them in the end, because you got overtaken by their gifts. And the truth is, no matter how powerfully you use your gift, maybe it's the gift of music, maybe it's the gift of encouragement, maybe it's the gift of teaching and preaching, maybe it's the gift of prophecy, maybe it's the gift of music and art and dance, whatever it is, the only thing that's going to count is what you did for God. It doesn't matter, because when you finish carving this Michelangelo form, you're going to die. And whoever, as Solomon said, who's not going to appreciate it, is going to take it over. They're going to take it over. In the end, it all boils down to, even though it's the most amazing music, astounding art, dances that make people weep, and buildings that take a lifetime to admire, it's really just all vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 talks about it. He just says, he's talking, this is the most wisest man outside of Jesus Christ that walked the face of the earth, Solomon. He says, the words of a of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem, says, meaningless. Meaningless. And it's difficult because he spent his life on what he thought was meaning. Mm. The greatest palaces, the greatest clothes, the doing everything just right. But at the end of the thing, things that people still admire, not thinking Van Gogh was depressed and his life ended miserably. And, you know, and how many people looked at my work but didn't look at me. Mm-hmm. And then I just did my gift because that's the only way they would accept me. And he says, meaningless. Meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Think about that. Vanity, vanity. It's all vanity. And how many musicians? Yes, it's beautiful. Yes, it makes me weep. And yes, it moves my heart towards my God. But the question is to move your heart towards my God. Mm. I mean, good music can just melt a heart. And even in, I remember this one particular song that I heard for years, and I thought, man, that is just powerful. I was like, that guy didn't have, you know, but it was just the music that melted my heart and turned my heart towards God. I thought about God. I don't know what he thought about, but it just, you know, and the thing about it is just like, the question is, does it turn my heart to God? Does it turn your heart to God? And I just really want to see, you know, this moment where we begin to just, the gifts of God come back into the kingdom mm-hmm. of God, and they're laid at the altar of God to bring glory to God. So in the end, your life won't be meaningless. You won't be like the ones that Jesus said to stand before his throne and say, Lord, Lord, did we not? And he lists all these beautiful gifts. He's going to say, I never knew you. I never knew you. I don't care about your statues, your painting, your music, your sermons, your prophecies. I never knew you. Matthew chapter 7, he says that. And then he goes on to say in Solomon here in verse 3, he says, what do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? He's like, we've been working so hard. And you can imagine all the blueprint concepts and mm-hmm. sketches and stuff that he's building, all these things. Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The most insulting thing of all, when you suffer great loss, there's something inside of you that says, the world should stop. The trees should not have grown a new leaf. The clouds should not have dropped their rain. Definitely people should not have gone to work. But the truth is, generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. Things just continue on. Mm-hmm. Our life is but a vapor. He says, the sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back around to rise again. The winds blow to the south. They turn around to the north. Round and round they go and return to its own course. All streams flow to the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, and they return again. All things are worrisome. More than one can say. The eye never has enough seeing, and the ear never has enough hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It has already been done long ago. It was done before. No one remembers the former generation, and even those yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow them. Vanity, meaningless. And it's like, if anybody can relate to gifts and just awesome works of art, it would be Solomon. Hmm. But the truth is, even Solomon in all of his splendor was not dressed like the flowers of the field.
Right.
That are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow. And he's saying, listen, it's going to go on. The question is, yes, you sing good. Yes, you play your instrument good. Yes, you are good with a graphic arts. You are good with your gift. But the question is, are you using it for God's glory? Because in the end, the wisest man said in the end, he said, it is all meaningless. But what counts is what you do for God. Because you're going to be able to go before the throne of God And you're going to be able to say, I gave it all to you. I mean, if he just gave you the ability not to play a violin, but play a fiddle, you played that fiddle to the very end. If he gave you one talent, you used that talent so many times that people are amazed that you could do everything you did with that one particular talent. But when you go before him, he's going to look at you and he's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You were faithful with that gift, with that talent, with that stuff, what I gave you, invested it, and you got a return on it. You didn't just go out there and use it for people to admire you and your work, and you actually created something that turned people to me, and you yourself were turned to me through it. And I just want to say, you know, there's some beautiful things. There's some beautiful dances. There's some beautiful music. There's beautiful artwork, and there's beautiful statues and just architecture and all these different things. But don't be overtaken by them, because they're here today and gone tomorrow. But the Lord is forever. And his beauty, there is no end. He's ever unveiling. If these things that men, flawed men, build cause you to stand in awe, amazing what awe himself will be like when you stand in his presence. Imagine what it would be like when you're before the throne room of God and you're looking at a city that he designed specifically for you, where there's no sin and no tears and no agony. Imagine what it's going to be. If this little building just moves you like that, or this dance moves you like that, what's it going to be like when you're in the presence of God and angels are hovering over you and their wings are brushing each other as they're hovering over you, just pushing the praise towards the throne room of God? Imagine what it's going to look like, the foundations of heaven and the pearly gates and the golden streets. I mean, you think this awes you? Imagine the awe of the presence of God. Truly, you know, I say, you know, admire things that are happening that the men are doing, but worship God. But realize too, in the end, that that person who has that gift may be so overwhelmed by their gift, they may be taking all the glory for that. And pause for a moment and say, that was a beautiful song. It was great. You know, where's your soul? Do you know God? I know that T.D. Jakes said that to a particular artist that was coming through his church. And everybody else just wanted his gift. They just wanted his gift. And T.D. Jakes sums up with this young man. And he pulls him aside and he says, what's going on in your life? And he just falls apart. And he found out. Everybody just kept booking him and booking him for another singing engagement. Another, because, you know, that's what people will do. Mm-hmm. You know, you sing, you dance, whatever you do, they'll hire you. But when you're not doing it for God, it's called prostitution, right?
Yeah.
But if it's a gift that God's given you and you're using it, you're selling the gift. But in the context of that, T.D. Jakes paused and said, are you all right? That's what I ask you. Are you all right? Think about it. I mean, you're going back to preach again next Sunday and you're falling apart. Your marriage is falling apart. Your family's falling apart. You're going to go back and you're going to pull something else out of the hymnal. You're going to pull one more transparency up. You're going to put one more PowerPoint together. But I'm asking you, yeah, everybody admires all that part, but what about you? Where are you at in your life? I just want to encourage you right now to make a decision not to live your life in vanity, not to live it in meaningless effort, because it becomes meaningless after a while. It becomes totally meaningless when your gift is used for something other than the worship of God. I want to encourage you, just repent and say, you know what, God, I'm going to recommit. I am tired of all these things that I made it. I'm bringing everything back to the heart of worship. All my art, all my music, all my dance, everything that I do, Lord, I'm going to do it for you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.